Blog Talk Radio.
Outsiders, I am Heels the Best, waiting on my co-host to get here. Prez, he is running just a tad bit late. Things happening going on, contract signing for OTS. He has some meetings he has to get to for Madden 17, so he is on his way. We'll be here with you a little later. This is the Outsiders. We have been on fire the last 2 days. Fans been anticipating more shows. Me and Prez are getting less sleep, as we're doing our very best to prepare ourselves for giving you the best 30 minutes, up to 60 minutes that we can give you each and every day. So we're doing our very best, like I said, to get it done. Welcome to the Outsiders. I am Heels the Best. We're going to discuss some things today in UE, like I said, some Madden 17 talks. We're going to look at some of the ratings for some of the players in Madden 17. And just get a lot of things here on the Outsiders as my co-host, Prez, is getting closer to getting himself acclimated to be on the show. He's putting his headset on, his specialized headphones, and once he gets his mic linked up, I'm pretty sure he will speak. It's just all according to what's going on with Mr. President. He is a very high-profile type of guy, so his equipment takes a little bit more time to get hooked up. Prez, speak when you're ready to rock and roll, brother.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, world. What's going on, Hills? How's it going? What's going on, UE?
It's hot, my brother. We're ready to deliver another hot show. As yesterday was very exciting. We had I don't know about you, but my emails was lit up with over 1,000 emails from fans, hate mail from fans. All publicity is good publicity. Hello, somebody. So I take the good with the bad.
Well, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago you said that statement, and I say, hey, I'm all aboard with you. But after last week, with folks plagiarizing speeches and that became a theme, I have to totally disagree with you on that point. About all publicity is good publicity, there is something called bad publicity. Don't fool yourself and don't get it twisted. Hello, somebody. Just letting you know, because when advertisers start pulling their sponsorships. Watch out now, huh? It becomes bad publicity. I just want to just don't get it twisted, world. Sometimes heels get a little mic drunk.
No. I heels the best. We me and my team, my circle, we love it. To be great, sometimes you have to be criticized, constructive criticism. I love it from any type of perspective. And I know what you're talking about. We will not dabble into that, Fred, but I can agree with you on that. It's week 8, Fred. We're flying to the last season. We've been getting a lot of activity from the guys. I'm proud of each and everybody so far. Okay, now, week 8 seems like it's going to hit a little snail. A lot of guys haven't communicated with opponents. Hopefully, we'll get these games set up and played within the next few days. Chris, it's been an exciting season so far, fast-paced. What is your thought so far on what UE has presented itself?
Hey, you know, it's a fast pace. It's the last season, and, you know, I just wish we can get this kind of participation at the beginning of the league and at the end of the league when everybody's tired and they're ready to do something else. Hello, somebody. But I also want to say to those folks who feel left behind, betrayed, let down by any means because of this fast pace that we're going on right now. But just be weary. If you don't know what time your game going to be scheduled, put in the scheduled time, 9:30. Give yourself some leeway if you know you're not going to be there. Just want to give y'all folks a little tip because today is Wednesday, and I figure I'll throw some knowledge y'all way on Wednesday because sometimes folks forget how things work. And, you know, no hard feelings, but sometimes when there's no communication, there's really not much you can do.
Of course, I agree. Just sometimes give yourself leeway to do that. Put that in there and go on and get your game because you can say a time and then both of you free up an hour or two in your life and you both hit each other up, get the game played. A lot of times that's how games get played. You just take somebody up and you're like, hey, can you play? And they're like, hey, yeah, give me 10 minutes. You never know how things are going to portray itself or turn out. So just continue on communicating with the players and contact them, not just tag them in the group because we do a lot of talking in there, foolish talk most of the time, posting up all kind of junk. So when we're posting up things in there, sometimes guys might not get the tag, and when they don't want to scroll through 80 different messages, and they just hit the blue arrow like I do sometimes and just let it come down, and I read when I get time. So please contact them on their personal device, their cell phones, or DM them so they can get a direct message from you. With that being said, Prez, you've got the material with you. I see you got your brand-new spanking notebook. You're very proud of yourself, it seems like, of it. What do you got in store for?
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, we got some new ratings came out today, and I believe it was the defensive ends, okay? Now, I'm going to run down the list of defensive ends, and I totally disagree with this list, on the exception of maybe one or two players, and it makes me wonder what happened to the great pass rushers, okay? Top five defensive linemen. Starting with number one, we won't spend a lot of time on him because he's number one and we know why he's number one, and that's Mr. J.J. Watt. There's no ands, buts, or maybes. He's supposed to be a 99 overall. He's supposed to have a 97 strength, a 98 block shed, a 99 power move, a 99 finesse move, a 97 pursuit. It's the reason why he go after the quarterback. And when you look at that right there, you have to say to yourself, if I can make a trade for J.J. Watt on my team and put you on the right side and let you cut the quarterback, I feel with the new swim moves with a 98 block share,
oh,
a 99
yeah,
power
that move, is right.
Right, with these new gap assignments, I'm sending two and three guys in that one gap. I got the best corners on the land. Hello, somebody.
because if I don't have him week year one, I have him by year four, and we won't have to tank. What we will do is we will accumulate pieces to make sure that those pieces are able to be moved and we don't get stuck on draft picks, especially late ones. I expect to have in the 20s, so they can go as fast as they can. Hello, somebody. So with that being said, what's your thoughts on J.J. Watt?
Nothing left to be said about J.J. Everything you said about him is spectacular and something, just a new wrinkle that's thrown in for Madden. His catch is 78, Fred, so he can catch the football as well as we've seen
him. Drop that. Yes.
We see him can catch the football, so you can line him up.
I have a question, because in most leagues, you're not allowed to make moves like that. If I'm able to make J.J. Watt a special tight end, can I play him at tight end or fullback? Is that something that we could see in UE that is feasible?
I like that. If you, a lot of people that do know UE, we don't say nothing about running backs going to fullback. I know a lot of people in other leagues don't like that. That's just one of the things. I feel like if they're in the backfield press, it really doesn't make a difference. And I've seen you use it. I've used it. Other guys have used it. You use your running back at fullback to give a little bit more get ass. If you line it up behind that quarterback, you can get a handoff. It's fine. With J.J. Watt, I think that position is fine, because when you look at the offensive line substitution, when you sub a tight end, most of the time they allow you to sub in a linebacker. And I think with this new Madden, with J.J. Watt and catch at 78, he has to be able to use in the goal line situations or something. I have no problem with J.J. Watt catching a few touchdowns. This man might be an all-around MVP, and UE depends on who grabs him, Fred. Let's go to the second guy on that list,
I don't want to harp. I just have another question about this, because, so if I'm allowed to put J.J. Watt at tight end, and let's say I have a middle linebacker that I'm allowed to use or outside linebacker that I'm allowed to use, and they have a 90 speed, that shouldn't be an issue, should it?
I don't think it would be. Like I said, when I speak on this, and this is obviously just Hill's the best answering these questions right off the top of his own, not representing the other committee members' mind state. But I feel like as the NFL in package situations in Madden, they have linebackers and defensive players that can play on offense. I don't see an issue doing it because they allow it in the NFL. So to answer your question right off the top of my dome, I don't really see that being a big issue. For one, I don't think the middle linebacker will get open anyway. Get them in a situation, I don't think it should be a problem. Only thing, like we every league that I know, even OTS, we don't like receivers going to tight ends or trying to put running backs there, because Matt don't allow that substitute package. But they allow linebackers in there. So if anyone don't know, hit R1 on your tight end, and it'll scroll down, and your linebackers will be in that package as well. So from top of my head, I don't think it should be an issue.
And the last question, I have Patrick Peterson, and he can play both ways. Can I put him at wide receiver? Because we grew up, we watched Primetime, right?
Oh, yeah.
We watched him do it. So is that
Cam Bailey as well.
Right. Hello, somebody. So you know, this is, we try to make it the best in sim football, and that's sim football, right? Hello?
Like I said, off the top of my dome, I do not see an issue why we should have those type of issues in upper echelon. Like we said before, me and DJM has always been firm of trying to put the best quality football out that we see in the NFL. Now, we've seen Charles, like you said, we grew up in an era of Primetime. Champ Bailey done it a few times.
Charles
we also
Woodson.
Seen Patrick Peterson. Yeah, Charles Woodson. That's the name. And we also seen Patrick Peterson done it. We grew up watching Chris Gamble in a championship game beating the U, which hurt my feelings. He didn't come off the football field that night when Ohio State beat Miami in the 2002 Orange Bowl for the national championship in college football. So we see those type of things. We're trying to get the best play out there. Of course, we don't want it to be abused, but I don't really see a reason why it shouldn't be. I don't know if packages will allow it, but I think there's some things that we do want to do next season that we want to take steps forward to trying to make it the best film football that we see on Sundays as well, brought to UE as much as Matt and allow you to do it as well.
Number two. Now you know a lot about this guy, being in UE and playing with the Titans. Can you give us something about number two pick?
Mr. KC. I call him Big JC. Jarrell KC. I call him Big JC. He's a monster inside, 91 strength, block shed 92, power move 98, which I think is very accurate from him. He stuffs the run, and he's very fast for his size. I'm not sure, quite sure what the speed is on this man, but it was 77 on this one, which if you look at him, how big he is, 77 speed for a big guy is a lot of speed. 88 pursuit, 89 play recognition. The Titans is not going to be really a good football team, but he's going to be one of the right spots. I expect him to be moved for a few more pieces. The Titans probably going to be a team that's drafted late. I kind of took them mid-round this year. I think I had like the 17th overall pick. I took Tennessee because I liked the Mariota and DGB and also JC. A lot of guys might not pick them high this man, Fred. So Tennessee might fall. And if there's a smart GM, Fred, like we've been saying for a year now, if you got a piece, one piece, and that one piece is not getting you wins, and the defensive line might not get you some wins, trade him away, get you a few pieces back. And I think KC will be a valuable piece asset in the first offseason, depending on who gets the Tennessee Titans. But I think he is very accurate in 93 overall.
I have to disagree
ahead,
with
brother.
You, brother. You say that they're going to be late and possibly later. I think that people are going to be fascinated that DeMarco Murray is there. They're going to be fascinated about the Henry guy from Alabama, right? Thunder and Larry Lightning.
Henry,
they're going to be, right. They're going to be excited about that running game with the new run for daylight, because you know, like I know, Madden has themes, okay? So what I mean by that, folks, is back in Madden 25, I can't remember what the theme was, but they were big on running the ball. Madden 16, we had focused on passing the ball. You saw the aggressive catch. You saw the introduction of those things, and the running game took a back seat. But in Madden 17, they have focused on the run, hence run for daylight, and that is where you're going to be able to make your bread and butter this year. And I think with that being said, with Mariota having that three-headed monster, you might just need a piece here and there at wide receiver, and offensively, that team could go. And like you said, they have some bright spots on the defensive side of the ball, so they may go top 12.
Wow, that would be a very bold statement. We're going to have a show. We're going to have a lot more shows. One day we're going to just break down all 32 teams where we think that we'll go on Madden 17. Just quickly on them, because the last three guys, me and you, don't agree with, so we can kind of go a little banter here. I disagree, and the only reason why I say that is because as much as these, a lot of guys, and for Madden, let's just go on Madden for a quick second. Madden alternate years with things. I think it was Madden 14, maybe. It was Madden 15, 13, 14, whatever. It was pass heavy. You couldn't even run the ball. Then the next year, it was 5 came out of 14, then Madden 15 and 16. So it alternated the years, so Madden 25 was run heavy because the year before, you couldn't even run the ball. You couldn't get off in the line and hold a block. You couldn't do any of that. Now they go, this year is passing. Now they're going back to running. Like I said, it's always based off of themes. But I don't think a lot of people are going to be able to handle the Titans. If you look at the Titans, their defensive secondary is weak. You're going to have to build them up. And I don't think a lot of guys are going to have that type of patience to build up a Titans team. That's why I think they will fall in the mid-20s, 22, 27, between that range. Mariota is dynamic, but as far as people
that
are having
that is what they're going to be fascinated with. That is what they're going to be fascinated with. And because when you have a quarterback that has speed, okay, and this is going to be a zone-happy Madden, you may be – I think that's going to really, play a factor in the thought process, because that is where the league is going. Everybody wants a mobile quarterback. So if you can get a mobile quarterback that has a few offensive pieces, you got a bill. But if you don't get, 10 or 15 of the top teams, and I say they're going to go at 12, so, if you don't get top 12, the other teams, they're okay, because you might have other issues. They may be the salary cap scrap.
Yeah.
So not really much. So it's a lot of things that's going to play in factor, because I can tell you what,
if they're there at 12 and I'm on the clock and that salary cap is right, we going to have a match.
Oh, yeah, because they got a big say. Yeah, that's true. And see, that a lot of things do play into that with picking teams. And this is, you know, just off of my preference. To me, you've been in league before many a time, many a years. This, we don't exaggerate. We've been knowing each other for years. So we know how people process the thinking is. So we know Carolina, Pittsburgh, you know, Denver, Seattle, the Bucks going to go high. Winston, everyone loves Winston. I love Winston as well. They're going to go high. And then you get your just whoever picked. Maybe a guy that is just from New Orleans, get picked New Orleans. Maybe a guy that's born in Chicago will pick the Bears because they love the Bears. Or Gold will pick the Baltimore because, you know, he loves the Ravens. He's from Baltimore. But, see, guys that I know, what as much as they is run heavy this season, they're still going to want to build off of those type of corners. So that's why I said it on yesterday's show about the Jags. The Jags are going to be someone that's going to pick the Jags. It's going to be in OTS. It's going to be in UE. It's going to be in all other leagues. Somebody that thinks they're going to be good, that thinks they're better than what they really are, going to pick the Jags. And they, oh, well, I got Jalen Ramsey. You're going to pick them top five. You're going to pass up on Arizona with a better secondary. You're going to pass up on Buffalo, who might be potentially a better team. You're going to pass up on big teams because you want the Jags or Jalen Ramsey, Fred. And they're not going to realize the Jags don't have a really good running back. They don't. Blake Bortles is okay. But
once again, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Because if Miles Jack turned out to be a stud and they have his speed, right, because Miles Jack's played running back, safety, linebacker. He played every position. There was the play. I mean, you know, he could have played kicker. I think he did
I watched him. Yeah, Miles Jack, he's a stud. I've seen him play. Yeah,
right. So with Dante Fowler and you put Jalen Ramsey with that 93 speed, right, because we know people like speed, name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
They compare him to Deion Sanders. He has a 93 speed. That defense is going to be pretty fast. So – because they got Tevin Smith. Now, that dude last year, oh, man, ran like an 86, I think it was like an 88, 89 speed or something
crazy
like that.
But how is
it going to
rate the linebackers this season, though? You get what I'm saying? Like, what kind of speed are we going to look at the linebacker position?
We are dealing with something. Right, but we're dealing with something that UE has not been able to, unfortunately didn't get a part to participate, and that's XP. You're going to be able to build your team.
Yeah.
This is not a situation where you stuck. You're going to be – you make plays, and that's one thing that I like about this Madden. Madden 17, for an example, let's say, you know, you looking for that stud. You draft that fifth-round draft pick who happens to be a 60 overall or a 70 overall, and he has slow development. But you're a baller because you can make anybody work. You feel me? So now you go out and he gets rookie of the year, a possibly MVP. That slow development is going to shoot up. Right. Right. So now you're going to have an opportunity to really build these players because you got practice squad. So there's going to be a lot of room to build. So I won't get, you know, so I don't think folks going to be too weary.
Well, let me ask you this type of question then, Fred. Just off of your opinion, not no one else's or anything else. With Madden 17 coming in, and we do know the XP is going to be – we was handcuffed this season, as just a lot of leagues were. But with the addition of maybe moving a slow development guy to a normal fast trade, depends on how he plays performance-based, the way you can build teams in XP, do you think that guys will take more risks because they have an opportunity to build teams? And do you think the league is going to have enough guys that's going to be ready to build teams based off what you've seen in Madden 16? Can you give me an answer off of both of those questions?
Okay. As far as people taking risks, they take risks now anyway, and they don't work out for them. So people gonna always take risks.
No,
so right, but now you saved. Hello, somebody. You saved. So if you do take a risk, you do jump off that cliff, you're gonna fall in the water, right? It ain't no rocks. You're gonna land if you know what you're doing. Now here's the issue. Are people going to be able to build their teams with, even though you're going to have all these things? That is the question. I'm not sure because we see people with 8 and 9 left tackles on their team, and that just I still can't wrap my head around that because you just scrapped yourself from other positions that you could have on your team. So I'm not sure. You know, you're gonna have your few folks who gonna be able to make moves, you know, like I said before, you got the KTs, you, myself, DJM, right, Wade.
Go,
right?
Yeah.
And honestly, the other folks, they really their teams are okay. Like, and I'm not trying to take a shot.
There are
other teams, and I apologize that I don't have them because I'm not looking at anything. There are other teams who can build teams, but they are about 10 to 12 people who don't have a clue at what they're doing.
And that goes back to my point, though, with the reach in for the picks, because we're not throwing shade, because all of us, let's just be honest, we're all brothers, man. I appreciate and respect every man that's in that league, boy, man, male. I respect everybody in UE, so this is definitely not shots. We're just basically analyzing what we think going to happen in the rest of these. Some just run through the rest of these defensive ends. They're not really special. We don't agree with the Grahams, Brandon Grahams of the world, Mike Daniels, Oliver Vernon. Me and Prez both agree. These ratings are pretty high. That lets us know the defensive ends might not be as talented as we thought they would be. We're dabbling that into another show. But, Prez, the anchor off of what you're saying, just for an example, we both agree that the Texans team is built a playoff team talent-wise on the roster. It's not all about sometimes you're just not getting yourself together and usually you have a lot of things going on with you. We got about 2 minutes left, Fred, so I'm going to quickly let you answer this. Texans built a playoff team, right? He has playoff talent. There's no way you can sit and say he don't have a playoff team. You look at his team, his corner solid, his receivers are good, you still got J.J. Watt, you got Clowney, and it still don't maybe matriculate, don't particulate on the field. But my point is he know how to build a team. So guys don't know how to build teams. They can't take risks when they get high picks is what I'm saying. You get what my point?
But,
you can't take a risk if you're not good
hear
at
you.
Building.
He can draft players, but he can't build a team. Because the reason why I say that is because, yes, he has folks with speeds, but, you know, go dig deep behind that. The play recognition.
I'm looking right at
the
team. Yeah, I'm looking
the
at the team right now.
You know, so yeah, that's straight. He has pieces. He's a great drafter. He can put a team together. But what worries me is with him is, you know, for an example, Clowney shouldn't be at linebacker. Okay? Just because his overall is higher, hold on, just because his overall higher, what is this man coverage?
Hold on, let me find him real quick. He's his man. We got about 60 seconds, Fred. His man is 50 and his zone is 60. I agree. He shouldn't be playing linebacker because he cannot cover.
So right there tells me that you don't have a clue at what you're doing.
He runs 3-4 like I run 3-4. I got Bud Dupree on the outside rushing the quarterback doing the same thing and he can't cover. You get what I'm saying? You got to have pass specialists as well, and that might be what he is. If you want to continue, we're going to have to run another show, Chris. We got about 20 seconds. But this has been a wonderful edition of The Outsiders. We might have another show in store for you. This is Hills and Prayers. We're talking about Madden 17. We're just in here having a good time. High supply, high demand. These checks are rolling in fast. Get your game scheduled. Like I said, we will try to hustle over to the next studio if we can and continue on this heated debate, friendly debate here about the upper echelon. I'm Hills, the best, that is Prez, and we're out for this edition of The Outsiders.